Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
Good for real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, where you can get all kinds of stuff. There's links to everything, and videos, and uncensored content, and YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show, that's Twitter. At Gay Radio Show, and also with the free TuneIn Radio app. If you download TuneIn Radio, it's an app on your phone, a free download. Once you download that, you can search WPRK, and you can listen to the show even when you leave the Central Florida area. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 361, and with a little bit of a tickle, a little bit of a horse in my throat, a frog in my throat? Why did I say a horse in my throat?
I don't know. What'd you do this past week?
Did I had a horse in my throat, and so my epiglottis is sore.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to just unlock the jaw and just like, you know, relax your soft palate.
As one does.
You need to get your reflex taken out.
I'm actually, you know what, without going into too much detail at all, I'm actually, I'm pretty good at that, am I not? Like, I'm better at it than you would think.
It's a shame that somebody in this room knows.
And that's all we're going to say. Going around the circle, casting crew, we got Lady Barry Matthews is back with us. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Missed you, and then Eric the Actor.
Hello!
And then another friend, he was here a couple months ago, so let's reintroduce ourselves to Craig.
Hello, everyone. Happy to be here on this chilly Tuesday. Yeah, Loving it.
Pull that mic down a little bit so it's kind of more facing your mouth there. There you go.
There we go. There
you
go. Fabulous.
Yeah, lower it a little bit. There you go. So, you know what? I always wrestle on Radio Day with maybe speaking exactly what's on my mind, but then today was kind of like a very telling day. I woke up just having a bad day. And that's odd for me to have in general. Like, legitimately, for me to wake up having a bad, cranky, no good, very bad day, especially on radio day.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Right. And you know what? I think maybe this is a tell of maybe, you know, this was definitely one of those count your blessings kind of mornings. My mom kind of talked some sense into me, and a couple other people were just saying, hey, you don't remember how well you got it. And I woke up angry and upset, and I had to do like stupid things like call the insurance company, go, hey, where's the medicine you're supposed to, I was trying to call and order my Truvada. My insurance mails me, you know, a 3-month supply, and so I called like 2 weeks ago because I'm all like, you look at your Truvada pills, and when you're on PrEP, you know, to protect yourself against like HIV, when you're on PrEP and you get down to like 7 pills, 6 pills, 5 pills, you're kind of, you start getting a little bit nervous, like you're jonesing for a fix, and you're like, well, where are my pills?
I know a back alley behind that.
Where are my pills at? And so then I'm calling, and I don't do well with animated voicemail. So I'm calling. I have to call the Cigna insurance thing like 4 times. And then I'm mad. And then as it's going on, it gets disconnected twice. I'm starting
just
to get more
insurances.
Well, but to even talk to a human being, I got to go through the automated teller, and she never understands me. So then I start getting sassy and angry with her. Oh, and yeah. So I'm like, what's your social security number? Like, 5-5-4-3-2-1. Like, I'm yelling, hoping that some...
I am directing you to anger management.
Yeah, somehow I'm hoping that, like, there's an algorithm where, like, the angry voicemail operator is like, he sounds pretty pissed off. Let's, like, give him real good customer service and help him out quicker. And that doesn't happen. And then I get a little bit indignant, and I kind of become like a sassy see you next Tuesday in the phone where it's like, what do you need? The phone's like, please state your request and what you're calling for. Like, I'm calling for prescription services. You know, like, and I'm not happy at all.
There's somebody just there listening. They're like, I could transfer him to a real person, but nah, he sounds.
I think. Well, I know.
Not touching that one.
Oh, no. You know, yeah.
Oh, he disconnected by accident.
And
oh,
that's
so
what
sorry.
I think happened. That's why, because when I finally got someone on the phone and they were like, hi, and you're, and I was like, no, I already gave that information, and you're gonna say that you need to transfer me to this person, so just go ahead and do it because they're gonna ask me for it too.
That's right.
And then magically, instead of being transferred, I got elevator music and disconnected. So I'm even more mad.
Oh, it's horrible. Man.
Especially when it's on purpose, like where they say it and they're just like, thank you, goodbye. And I'm just like, what? No, goodbye. I didn't say goodbye, and I'm waiting to get transferred. What the heck?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then I realized that I was getting upset at an automated phone system.
And can be
welcome to the 21st century.
And so, you know, God bless mothers. You know, I the first thing I did, I was like, Mom, I'm having a bad day. Like, I need to kind of just come down from the ledge. Because I was really in a mood where, you're so aggravated that you're kind of going, I don't want to deal with anybody because I don't want to risk blowing up on someone that's either undeserving or in a way that, you know, you can't take back. And you know, I kind of had like a slap in the face of reality. One from a dear friend. I mean, I don't know if we talked about it on the air before, but a really good friend who works at the clubs named Victor. He's been hot in the hospital since before Christmas. Yeah. He's a very dear friend. He's one of my trans Latino brothers. You know, I love him. He's good friends with Nakovi. Boom, boom. And so, you know, he's been there still hooked up to machines. So I'm thinking, you know, he has it worse off than I do. And then I guess I feel like I haven't had an aggravated day in a long time because for the last year, my saving grace has always been, oh, you're having a bad day. Well, hey, at least you don't have cancer anymore. Oh, you're having a bad day. At least your hair grew back. You know, I feel like it's kind of like this emotion that I kind of like locked away for a while. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going, I don't like feeling aggravated and upset and annoyed at things. I want to go back into that mindset where I'm kind of like happy and everything is good the way that it should be. Yeah.
You're saying you need cancer again? You saying you need cancer
again? No, I do not want cancer again. Okay. I don't want cancer.
Well, then think about that every time you get aggravated. I don't want cancer again. Anger brings cancer.
I think it does.
David Bowie and Alan Rickman weren't as lucky. You are.
Too soon. Way too soon. Never too soon.
Yeah, Craig, make sure you're really loud too and project because I can... That's not the mic that does it. I can control your volume on that mic.
She wouldn't say that.
She would say that.
This is what happens when we don't do a sound check before we're on the air. But you know what? If you're listening, you got to deal with it because we want to put out a good quality program for you to listen to.
I don't know if I can do it.
And you know, he's not here. Rob Ward, the most talented man in Orlando, one of the most talented men in Orlando. I can only imagine that if he had been here, I'd already prepared myself for when I kind of start talking. He would have been like, "Wah!" Like he'd be the first one to call me like a crybaby or tell me to get over it.
Something very trivial to get mad about. I mean, it's not like somebody like gave you something.
I know, but then I think it was compounding because I was frustrated at the fact that I was frustrated, and then I was going like, wow, haven't I been better equipped to deal with frustration lately in my life than this? And that feeds into one of the things that I learned this week that we cannot talk about on the air. It'll be an uncensored podcast that we do afterwards. I'm going to tell you about the most batshit crazy... The most crazy single day and night of my life took place this Sunday.
I think I saw videos of that on Facebook.
And that was before. That was an earlier. This was here in Orlando at the Parliament House. And so this has to do. But the thing I've learned now, this old justice would have just come on the air and been like, "Ooh, radio content." I can't do that. For one, poor taste. For two, I got to look out for my own personal safety now because of the parties involved.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait for this.
So what this is going to be is an uncensored show, or a segment rather, and I'm going to tuck it away. We'll do it. We'll talk about it. I'll get it out of my system. You're not going to know when I post it. And for the loyal listeners and fans that listen to our downloaded content, our uncensored podcast on GayRadioShow.com, you'll at some point in the next couple of months, there may be a magical special podcast called...
The
Justices.
Justin learned this week.
Justice's epic lesson.
Bat-ass crazy is going to be in the title somewhere because I just don't get it. I don't get it. I'll give you a preface. I'm a little frustrated at this point. Not frustrated. Surprised that it seems like the more successful, happy, healthy, emotionally mature, and stable I get in my own personal life, the more everybody else around me that's attracted to me and wants a piece of it is like out of their mind. Like legitimately, like one is worse than the other. It's like this cascading domino. It's like oh, wow. Like spread my cheeks and just invite the criminally insane to come romp around.
Wow.
You've done that before, though.
Well, let's
didn't know they were homeless and schizophrenic.
Tomorrow's hump day.
You know what? Speaking of schizophrenic, I've actually met somebody on Plenty of Fish that was openly like, "Oh, I'm schizophrenic." Why would you put that in your profile? Like, you think people are going to be attracted to that?
I can at least appreciate that, though. I might have a conversation with the person and kind of like, I can, you know, take him with a grain of salt and then at the same time, you know, back off when I'm like, when I see crazy eyes. And it's a real thing. It's a real thing. I saw crazy eyes 3 times this weekend. And after I met one person for less than an hour, I went with my gut. I asked my friend, gave him a little bit of information, said, "Hey, look at that guy that was, you know, all up on me." And he goes, "Absolutely. Definitely. Crazy." I was like, crazy, like I'm getting good at pointing it out. Now that's not saying I still didn't give him my number.
That one.
Okay.
Psycho.
He's always pointing at me, so I always think it's me.
It's not really.
I do black out on the weekend sometimes, so Maybe it was me.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Okay. Well, I pulled this news story. If we're talking about relieving stress, it's kind of like a story, but then it's kind of not at the end. The makers of Guybrator have just unveiled their latest marketing ploy called GuyFi, and it's being dubbed as a male stress relief booth. Located in the heart of Manhattan.
I heard about this.
It's a converted telephone booth at 28th Street and 5th Avenue, complete with a chair, laptop, and curtain that allows men to relieve stress in their private time during their workday, claiming that there's a big study out that guys do this at work anyway, so they provide this booth to allow them to do it instead of doing it at the office, so they can be more productive and more...
Well, then I don't get Tumblr videos, so...
More efficient. Yeah, it's completely free of charge. We hope the city's men enjoy the space we've created in whatever way they want. So they kind of basically say, hey, this is what we're going to market it as, splat out. And then,
splat out. I like that. The splat out booth.
Does the city of New York have to clean it?
I don't know. Well, I'm like, this is basically like free Wi-Fi. It's a curtain and a laptop. Like, homeless Gummy Jones has a place to check his email now.
And other that, than the, ladies and gentlemen, is why New York is the greatest city in the world.
Wonder why I want to move there.
Just for the booth.
Just for the booth.
Come
just
for the opportunity, the cultures, and the art. Stay for the booth.
Forget a Broadway show. I'm going to New York for the booth.
Just for
forget
the
about
booth.
It. That's Broadway why I bought a booth. Plane ticket. Broadway in the booth. That could be the title of the next trip.
That could be the title Broadway of the next musical booth. On Broadway. Broadway in the booth.
I like this. Is all better than what this thing is actually intended for, because then at the very end of the article, it goes, but fellas, before you go racing down to the corner of 28th Street and 5th Avenue on your lunch breaks, you should probably know that GuyFi isn't actually intended for real use of masturbation in public, because it's still illegal, even when done in the semi-privacy of a convert telephone booth.
A tease.
So they're basically setting you up to get arrested and labeled, be dubbed like a sexual deviant.
Yeah.
It's you're a trap. It's you're a trap. Don't go. It is. Get out of there.
It's entrapment from a private, if I'm a cop, I'm just gonna sit there and wait till I see it under the crazy pants on the ground looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Well, it's funny because I'm from New York and a friend sent me a picture from the subway, and there's a banner in the subway advertisement that said masturbation booth now open, and I was what? Oh yeah, it is on the subways, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Well, I figured the subways were one giant mess, masturbation.
Gotta love
themselves. I mean,
underground.
When we're talking about being upset at things and trying to count my blessings, and so when that was kind of how my day was getting started, it kind of fed into my show prep, my planning for the show. As I'm reading stories, I kind of made two separate piles of stories, the entertainment stories, the news stories for Eric to do later on, and then stories where I'm going, well, at least that's not me. And so that was kind of
angry stories.
Yeah, so the three things I learned this week. Let's talk about why I'm glad I'm not in Russia. I love you guys.
Oh yeah.
Broadway in the booth. That was fine.
Broadway in the booth.
Instead of Beauty and the Beast.
Broadway in the booth. Exactly.
Broadway.
Okay, now before I use this term, the Russian Duma is about to vote on a bill. Now, the Duma is their version of the Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, so the legislators of Russia. The Russian Duma will vote this week on a measure which would ban all public displays of affection between same-sex couples. The legislation suggests that punishments for same-sex couples who are caught kissing or holding hands in public, or those who come out to young people, could be fined up to 5,000 rubles or face a 2-week prison sentence.
I choose the 2-week prison sentence because I probably get more action in the 2-week prison sentence than being out of money.
Watch, the prison's just going to turn into a giant club.
It'll be the next bathhouse. It's Russia's best bathhouse.
Best bathhouse in Russia.
The Russian booth. Russia has been criticized for cracking down on the rights of gay people since it passed a law banning the promotion of non-traditional sexual relations to minors. You remember that was a big issue during the Winter Olympics in Sochi, where they're saying, if you're a gay Olympic athlete and you're in the country of Russia, they were worried about, and so people were making very vocal protest against it. That law was signed by President Vladimir Putin in 2013. The latest law was introduced by Ivan Nitichuk, a Communist Party MP, and will be debated in the Duma this week. He says, quote, homosexuality is a huge threat to every normal person, which can affect children or our grandchildren. However, interestingly enough, the ban will only apply to men, as Nitichuk told a Russian radio station this weekend, quote, women are more reasonable.
Oh my goodness.
So this so is two just girls, the one straight Russian guys like Jean. The women, yeah. Make out in the street all you want. Run around naked. I don't care. So, the men, no.
Scissor in the alleyway.
So two girls, one cup is valid. But you know, if you smooch your committed life partner, you know, you're out of it.
Who's really finding a life partner in Russia, though? It's so cold.
I mean, you have common goals to, like, leave the country together. Yeah, like, hey, true. If we pool our resources, maybe
why
we can escape.
You want, I mean, who wants to stay there so anyway? Who is living in Russia that's a homosexual?
The Russians.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so sad.
I have no idea how that's going to work. I suggest...
You get no microphone.
Why did you say, Rob, don't fight through the traffic to come in because there's not enough microphones for you? Don't sit in 45 minutes of traffic.
Hold on a minute. Rob Ward, how you doing?
Everybody?
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, we can share the microphone.
We're ready to go.
Yes.
Rob in stereo. In my defense, there's normally an extra mic here, so I was a little bit upset about that. So there's going to be a vote in the Russian Duma that's going to be banning same-sex public displays of affection. The side effect of this is that it's going to encourage and be government-sponsored, you know, encouragement of further anti-gay violence, which has been a big issue in Russia. So, you know, you can hold your boyfriend's hand, you give a kiss, and now if it has a sentence imposed to it, it's going to give a green light to a lot more people to fuel discrimination and to fuel into anti-gay violence. So I woke up and said, you know what? I'm having a better day than those people.
At least you don't live in Russia.
Yeah. Did you hear any of the show coming in?
Yeah, I heard some of it.
I'm having a bad day. Now, you tell me, when I told you, when I was talking about having a grumpy day and having a cranky day, you would have probably been the first one to go, wah. You would have called me a crybaby or something, wouldn't you?
Can be a little harsh.
No, you just always.
I did text you when you started that, though, going, stop being a crybaby.
No, you
didn't.
Hold on. Hey, so, I just got that text.
Just so you know, I did actually text that to you as soon as you started. You know what? We all have bad days. I'm having a cranky day myself, so it happens.
You're having a cranky day, too?
I am.
What's your cranky day about?
It's just cranky. Like, you know those days where you walk around and it's like, I made coffee in the morning, and I was like, oh, I can't wait for that first sip of coffee. And then for somehow you go to, like, put it to your lips, and somehow you've poured it halfway down your shirt. And you're like, oh, awesome. I'll go make a second cup of coffee. And that's what happened. I was out of creamer. And
no!
I was like, I hate today.
I feel like this is becoming, like, the old man gay radio show.
Get off my lawn!
Like what I swore the show would never be. It's slowly becoming.
Oh, my creamer! Dang it!
And then, you know, when I texted you that I was leaving my house, I left my house then, and I just got here now.
It was a bad day on traffic.
It was awful.
I can't deal with the traffic. I'm not going to deal with commuting.
I'm a very patient human being.
Yes, you are. You've been friends with me since 2009.
But then when I hit I-4, I am a demon. Like, you have never, like, words come out, curses that have never existed, I have just brought into existence.
I used to be patient, and then I moved to Lake Buena Vista with the tourists, and I am not patient anymore. I lay on that horn every half a mile.
I got to say, I'm extremely flattered and honored that, you know, both Craig and Lady Barry Matthews have driven extreme. Like, it was like an over an hour drive for you to come and do the radio show.
Yeah. Nope.
Why? Huh? Why do you do this?
I mean, if you want me to leave,
no.
Wow. I'll get my own microphone. All right.
Because I love it. It's fun. I mean, Disney's not that far, but when there's traffic, it's a pain in the butt. But you know what? You do what
it's
you got to do.
From Kissimmee.
You do what you got to do.
There's one way
world.
In and one way out.
It
of
is
Kissimmee.
After all.
Oh,
just lots of traffic.
From Kissimmee.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
bless your heart.
I'm coming from the hood.
Other places I'm glad I'm not. There's a proposed bill in the UK that might be banning the use of papas. They finally are getting government involvement saying that they...
Listen, there's no more VHSs here. We don't need the head cleaner.
Yeah, right.
I just went bought some today.
All right, I'm gonna... The first step to admitting you might have a problem
is
when you finally clean up your bedroom and behind the bed, which is my room's pretty clean, but just
stockpile of
14
bottles.
Used bottles. I had to throw away 14 little bottles of papas and just.
You're burning out your brain.
Oh, forget cleaning out your bedroom. Forgetting you have it in your sweatshirt jacket pocket when you go through the metal detector at Universal Studios.
That's great.
Yeah. That was fun. I went there yesterday, and I walked through, and I rang, and I was like, I have everything. Oh, shit, Jungle Juice Platinum.
You know, or leaving them in the freezer so they don't evaporate, and, you know, the molecules don't dissipate as fast. And your mom finds them in the freezer when she's trying to, like, thaw out some pork chops.
Because everybody has that problem.
You know, they're supposed to keep them in the freezer. It keeps them fresher longer.
I wasn't aware. I didn't know they
were. Once you
like
open
chicken.
Them, once you open them, those molecules start reacting and going crazy, like have a little party, and that's what, you know, makes the party go to your brain. And but so if you put them in the freezer, it's like it slows them down, and they don't like evaporate and go stale as fast. So I'm not dropping like $20 every, you know, twice a week.
You should have just married all the bottles, you know, into one big bottle.
I tried doing that.
Sounds like I'm doing science. No.
Home chemistry lab poppers. Home chemistry lab poppers is not a good idea. That's actually caused problems before.
Oh, dear. Oh,
goodness. Like, when you can actually see the vapor, like, coming out. Like, I don't think there's supposed to be visible smoke.
Oh, it's a flame. No, the vape.
Rob, you're making. You look like you have a lot going on with those faces you're making.
I think he's trying to make sense of all this.
I was gonna say something, but I don't remember what it was. So, I don't understand the appeal of poppers. I still don't get it. I've never had the effect.
This is not going where I want it to go. I like to say that a little genie lives in every little bottle. And when you say hello to him through your nostrils, he flies up and punches happiness into your brain. The reason I don't think it's going to have any interest in you whatsoever is because you are strictly, totally, 100% tea. As long as I've known you, never any interest in that.
True.
The one thing that can have an appeal to is if you are in the route of being a bee or being versatile or you...
I'm not sure what time.
ask them what their favorite brand of poppers is, Rob.
Absolutely.
Ask them what their favorite brand
Take
of poppers
care.
Is, Rob.
Bye now.
Rob, ask them what.
What's your favorite brand?
Oh. I'm not asking that sweet little old lady who just called.
Well, I would have died if she would have said.
Who was like?
I like jungle
just
juice.
Wanted to know what
Platinum.
Time this TJ was. I am not gonna. Hey, what kind of poppers do you like? Because the genie punches your happiness.
She probably got to that part and was like, "When does this show end? Could you
I just
tell
the
me?
Jungle juice."
Do you think the sweet little old lady? We'll describe the picture. We think the sweet little lady looked like this.
You mean Bruce Valanche?
Looks like you when you did Old Lady Drag.
Well, I'm holding up a picture.
Is that the Rhode Island story?
I'm holding up a... Thank you. Don't shoot the sniper content. I'm holding up a picture. This is indeed from Rhode Island, talking about bad days. A city official named Sue Stenhouse in Rhode Island, she's not having a good day. She had to resign. She was the executive director of the Cranston Senior Enrichment Center, and she was speaking at a press conference about their snow shoveling program. And so she's really high up in the totem pole here when it comes to things of interest in Rhode Island. However, it has emerged that the little adorable old lady who was standing behind her in the press conference was actually a male bus driver. Reports are going in that Stenhouse asked a man to, quote, make it look good for the media and ask a guy to dress up like a little old fat lady. He showed up in bad Dame Edna drag wearing lipstick, jewelry, and a wig. Also wearing a name tag that read Cranston Senior Home Resident. I don't know if they have seniors shoveling the snow or...
kind of looks like Michael Moore doing a documentary on old people.
A little bit.
Corruption in Rhode Island.
Old ladies and me.
So she has resigned from her post after asking him to dress up. I hope that doesn't become a trend, though. I you know that we get and support. We have transgender friends. Transgender rights are kind of the next big, huge step for, you know, along with all the rights of equality and the LGBT community that we have fought so hard for. But I hope that we don't lose the humor that innately comes from somebody dressing up in drag. I'll be honest. Blew my mind when this happened over the holidays. My dad was going through a box of old photos, pulled out a box of him from the 70s in a fraternity where he and his frat brothers dressed up like chicks. Mm-hmm. When you see a picture of your dad in the 70s dressed up as a woman, you laugh. Like, it's funny.
You know what?
It's not meant to be disrespectful. Now, was it in bad taste to say, hey,
incident, yes.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, I hope that it doesn't start, we don't start seeing a recurrence of anytime anyone dresses up, it's being targeted or deemed offensive or it's being offensive to trans. Transgender people are cross-dressers.
In the world of transgender, it's just that's a crappy thing to do.
Yeah.
I think it's your intent, because gender bending will always be funny, in my opinion.
We say that now, but didn't we used to always think that the word tranny, I'm just saying, like, could you see in the next...
Tranny will always be funny,
yeah.
Right?
Or it'll always be acceptable,
but,
or...
A masculine man... putting on a wig and looking
I want
like
to make I want to put I want to put money on that. Would you put money on the fact that sometime in the next year there is a story or a controversy that looks at someone generically dressing up in drag and transgender people being outraged. Like, the LGBTQ is all like, oh, we're all, it's offensive.
But I feel like that's happened already a bunch of times, and it's never been a problem. Like,
when are people not offended by something?
Well, because then the question is...
That's what I'm betting money on. Like, I bet it's going to happen.
Is RuPaul's Drag Race then offensive if they don't actually consider themselves a woman, but they're dressing in drag for their career?
So it's okay for a gay man to dress up like a woman, but straight people are not allowed to dress up like women?
Why can't straight people do it? If they're making fun of someone who is transgendered, that is a different intent.
Like the Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume. Right. That would be poor taste.
That was tasteless. Yes. That was tasteless. But if you're just like, oh, if you dressed up like Flo the Progressive Lady or something, that would be funny. There's a difference. But I mean,
it's all about intent.
I mean, I do respect Flo rights, but I'm just saying.
She's great. You know, that was a really popular Halloween costume this year, too.
Flo? Really?
Yeah, Flo's a very popular.
You know, I didn't see many.
Flo actually shows up at like FX cons and like mega. She shows up as like a celebrity guest. You can pay money to get your picture taken.
Is? Improv.
Oh, it is?
She's an improviser.
Who did she come up with?
She's an improviser out in LA. I think she does comedy sports, but I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But she's from one of the improv troops up
there. I know I talked to you about this off the air, but you know, Rob does improv comedy at SAC Comedy Lab downtown Orlando. Funny shows. He also teaches classes there, and I know a new session just started. How's it going? Is it still like evolving the way you want it to, or do you still have any students that you're, no names, any students that you're just like, God, you're just never funny?
I will tell you, no, I've never had that where I tell, because I don't, for me, like I've always said, people don't have to be funny for me to teach them how to do improv comedy, because...
So I'm a prime candidate
because
I'm not.
Because the improv is funny. So it's the comedians who take the class that actually have a higher curve to learn because they're always trying so hard to be funny. Mm-hmm. So they're not being spontaneous. They're planning something. Whereas the people who are not trying to be funny tend to find the funnier things. But for the first time, I had a student tell me she was offended by something that was said in class that I never in my wildest dreams thought was offensive. Because she said, yeah, I wasn't comfortable with the amount of anti-Semitism going on in class today. And I said, excuse me? Because we were talking about a character.
Is she a member of the tribe?
Said that they were shiesty.
Uh-huh.
And she said, shiesty comes from shyster, which is anti-Semitic in its roots. And she goes, and you just let it go on. And that really made me upset. And I said, well, explain that to me because I've never heard that term used as an anti-Semitic term.
Yeah.
And she said, it is. It's based in anti-Semitism and like Shylock from Merchant of Venice and blah, blah, blah. And I was like... I've never heard. She, goes,
she just like learned this she on said, an episode and I feel, of something. And
she goes, like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're too well educated that everything offends you.
I know. And I kept going. And I was like, I've never heard that. And she goes, well, you wouldn't understand. And I was like, why? And she goes, well, because I'm Jewish. And I was like, so am I.
There's a separation.
So when you said,
I have used that term over and over.
So
again.
When you said that, when you still told her that you're Jewish too, did she immediately like shut up, or did she then try to like school you or educate you, or go, why aren't you as angry as I am?
She got
or?
A little embarrassed about it, I think, and then was like, well, maybe where you come from you don't do it. And I just went I think we had two different views of this same thing, and I was like, but it's about the intent, and the student who used that term I 100% believe was not intending to offend you.
And as I've gotten to know Rob, I just envision what this conversation would be like.
My HR hat.
Yeah, Rob puts on his HR hat, and this is Rob switches to the higher, like, oh, well, I understand. Well, maybe we had a different
That's
understanding
when I go into
about
teacher
this. I'm not saying that you did. I'm not saying you did something wrong. I'm just saying there's another way you could have done
well,
it better.
Because, like, if it's you and I, I'll be like, Justice, you're being an idiot. But then if you're one of my students, I'll be like, well, let's examine
the issue.
That choice that you made.
Rob makes the compliment sandwich.
Because I love your enthusiasm for everyone. And your excitement to make the world a better place. I wonder if your intentions right now.
Give me an HR compliment sandwich critique on like the state of the justice. As of right now, if you had to give me the compliment sandwich,
you know,
in HR voice.
I think it is great that you have made such a strong comeback and you continually grow as a human being from the experiences you've been through. And I think the fact that you didn't brush your hair today is a choice you made. Luckily, it's radio, so no one sees you, but it makes me wonder if everything's okay.
You're such a jerk.
HR.
I think after 7 years, we finally have your recurring bit. Whenever you're on the show, you have to give a compliment sandwich.
I can do it.
Let's do it. Other things. Second thing I learned this week. I will say again, having not been very recently at all, I'm a big fan of Tampa. I'm a big fan of EBOR, the Gay Board Coalition. And the way they have their whole system set up over there Everything's kind of on 7th Street, downtown Tampa and Ybor, and specifically all the, you know, the majority of the gay bars and clubs are all there within walking distance, and they work with each other, they promote things together. I know they had the Tampa Miss Pride drag pageant this past Sunday. We have a friend, Jamie, was photographing that. And I love their system, and the only reason I speak about it is because I wish we could kind of have a bit more of it here. The clubs really do work together. You know, they really say, hey, we're going to make sure that your night doesn't conflict with our night because we want to promote and maximize what each club can do and offer
some
to the community
the
as a whole.
Some do that. Some. But not all.
I think they do it just based on they don't want to have two Latin nights on the same night. But I know that over in Ybor, they specifically kind of get together and structure. Like, they kind of work it out. So I think it happens organically, you know, but we still have some nights where people compete. Like, you know, we have a couple of clubs competing for like your Fridays or your Saturdays.
But if you notice, it's none of the three big clubs. Like, you know, we have three big gay clubs in town, and they don't usually have
Southern
Nights,
Parliament
nights.
House, Pulse.
Yeah. But it's some of the smaller or newer ones that do, that come in and go, which I understand because every night is kind of booked.
Yeah.
So some of the ones do. Like, there's, I don't know if we're allowed to say places, but like Woodstock has now a talent show on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And so a bunch of us went to go see that. And then we went to Parliament House. And everybody who are our friends who worked at Parliament House were bitter that we went to that thing before going to Parliament House. Because they were like, they're trying to steal our night. And it was all this weird stuff. Mm. And you're like, well, actually, I wouldn't have come to Parliament House tonight had I not had friends performing there and went there and then came here. So it actually brought me here versus...
How is that place? I've yet
but to it was just an interesting... It was an interesting thing to see where they were like, they're stealing our night and this anger that came out.
Yeah. Well, I drove over to Tampa and I had Katana Gemini and Kaya Adonis in the car and then two other people. So I was like, you know, I've come to realize that you don't even have to be a nice person to make friends in the gay community. Sometimes just having a car,
you have to have a car.
And being willing to give people rides. Like, you know, like I don't need gay friends. I'm willing to drive drag queens
places.
If you
have a car, every broke drag queen in this town will love you.
If you have a truck, everyone wants you to help them move.
Yeah. Oh, I used to have a truck, if you remember. It was every weekend. I hit a point where I was like, I am not a gay moving service anymore.
I'm going to start charging.
College
actually,
honks,
what
touch
I did
my junk.
It was a piece of junk truck. So I would be like, okay, give me your car for the weekend and you can borrow my truck. So then I was always driving nice cars on the weekends. So we're driving my crappy truck around.
Mutual exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to go check out Honey Pot, and I got to check out for the first time Southern Nights Tampa, which is, you know, used to be G-Bar. And then I forgot the name. What was the name of the Friday event? It was the first time they did it.
Man Meat Fridays.
They did Man
Yes. Yes.
Now listen, they did Man Meat Fridays, and it was, I think it was all guys. Women are not allowed to come in, and it was 21 and up.
Strictly
21 and up, and it was focusing on a more mature, berry, scruffy, but it wasn't like, it was just full of guys. It was, and it was a fun night, and I tell you, that, I think that's gonna, the dad bod revolution is gonna kind of push, because that place was packed, and it was their very first night. They have some big names coming in soon. I wish little Alex, the friend turn, was here. He was all excited when I messaged him, letting him know that porn star Rocco Steele is going to be there. I met Rocco Steele with Alex at Gay Days, you know, walking around, took a photo. We follow each other on Twitter. We go back and forth. It's funny. Ha, 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 Rocco Steele. And so Alex was all excited. I didn't want to have to tell the young upstart Alex that he can't go see Rocco Steele because they're not going to let him in. He's not old enough yet.
And I think they have a rotating list, like different porn stars every Friday. So it brings
Porn Star Friday.
Yeah. I'll be there next Friday.
I don't know if you remember this because it's going way back, but when Pulse first opened here in Orlando, they tried to be that. They were 21 and up only.
Mm. That was before me.
Yeah, they were only, when they first opened their doors, they were only 21 and up. They did only one night where you could be under 21, which was their Wednesday college nights. But all the other nights, they were 21 and up, and they were, like, everything in the club was white in one of the rooms, so, like, they were very intense
old
about
Pulse.
You had to have
like,
a poster down under your drink, and if you didn't have security.
I saw pictures.
Thing.
I wish I don't remember old Pulse.
But
it
the
was
thing
a
is,
very different club.
I remember the
website when they had pictures of it up, and I was being like, oh, that looks like a
Yeah, it was a very,
like,
but the white room was
swanky.
My first memory of Pulse is that the white room was already kind of dingy from, like, you know,
well,
human
after, like,
oils.
Two or three
and,
years, it was pretty gross.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
human oils.
When they took it out, I was like, I get it, because hit a point.
Yeah, it's not a successful night out at a club unless I make out in the bathroom. Like, other than that, I feel like every night's a failure. It takes very little for me to feel validated about my existence, and Pulse has been a big part. Tuesday nights at Pulse has been like I'm really thankful for handicapped
Lots
women.
Of bathroom makeup.
I'm really thankful for handicapped women.
Oh, okay.
Because they need big bathrooms.
Yeah.
Did you think I was making out with handicapped women?
No, I knew where it was going.
Okay.
I knew where it was going.
You probably did. You're a gay man.
Hey.
Robbie, no, let's, who wants to do the news? I don't know, let's let Eric do the news. I got news for Eric.
All right, it's me.
We just get to make sarcastic comments while he reads.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, these are
weird. Are these all together? What is this?
You've done some strange things.
I'm confused.
No titles or anything. Just news.
You there, boy. It's time for the news.
Oh, if I could understand which news article started where, I'd be
it's
happy to
it's two separate
them.
Stories.
Okay, cool.
You know you don't have to project right now.
That's true.
I'm right next to you.
Sorry. It's the curse of the theater.
I know, you're a theater boy.
Theater can't.
Pretend it's film.
Some truth. In old stereotypes, male flight attendants really are more likely to be gay, and female truck drivers are more likely to be lesbians. Researchers at the London School of Economics launched the analysis investigating the unusually high concentration of gay or lesbian workers in certain jobs. The academics analyzed data from two large-scale employment surveys which monitored over 5 million people across the U.S. The study found that among male workers in female-majority occupations, gay men were prevalent in hairdressing, nursing, and travel, while lesbians were overrepresented among women in male-dominated fields such as plumbing, heating, maintenance work, and trucking.
Ooh, can I put a title on this article?
Yeah.
Can we title it, Duh, the article?
Duh, yes, I love it. And they did a whole study on it. The whole London School of Economics.
They are so bored there, aren't they?
So the female let's see. Looking at fields dominated by men, gay men are more likely to be actors, news reporters, or artists, while in female-dominated fields, lesbians are more likely to work in sociology, social care, or psychology. Both gay men and lesbians are well-represented overall in psychology, law, social work, and university teaching. I agree. Duh, the article.
Woo! Good. We have a lot of time
I'm
on
glad they wasted taxpayer dollars.
I'm very glad. I'm very glad that 100% of gay radio talk show hosts are gay.
Yes.
And there's an advertising for AC Repair. On
shut up! I had to do a screenshot.
AC Repair.
Do you remember when the host of the number one gay radio show was still in the closet hosting the gay radio show?
Yeah.
Weird.
Those were the days.
It was an odd time. Like, it was even worse because I would do the radio show and I'd be okay talking behind the microphone, but I wouldn't use pictures. But I started writing for What's Happening magazine and said, hey, we need to put your picture. And I was like, no, you can't take my picture. You cannot put my picture in a magazine because if it's in print, then that's real.
That's super gay.
That's way too gay for me, man. I can't have my name next to that.
What do I look like, a flight attendant, a nurse, an actor?
Hey, I represent that.
Even when I started doing the radio show, I used a fake name. For the first 3 years, whenever I had to like sign the official, like I didn't want there being like government, like the public file for like the FCC. So I had like a fake name and everything because I was afraid.
I remember that you were on my show. You were on Pepe. Like before we really knew each other.
When we took place in the basement of Stardust, I think.
No, it was in Peacock.
Oh, it was Peacock?
And I had brought you on stage because you were just loud in the audience. So I said, come up here. And then I said, what do you do? And you're like, I host a radio show. And I was like, oh, it's a radio show. And you're like, oh, it's called Out Loud Orlando. And I was like, oh, so it's a gay radio show. So are you gay? And you're like, oh, well, you know, I don't like to talk about that. And it was like this really awkward. Like, and I was like, who is this guy? Get him out of here. Yeah. So I want to work with him for the next 3 to 4 years.
I was about to say, so you have yourself to blame for this. This is not my doing. I didn't initiate this.
I immediately disliked you.
Go on. Next news story. Boy.
All right. So the Human Rights Campaign, America's
You that boy.
Yes. Hello. The Human Rights Campaign, America's largest, most politically connected LGBT organization, has endorsed Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in an announcement released this morning. Clinton will accept the endorsement next week in an event in Iowa. The organization cited Clinton's advocacy for LGBT rights worldwide as her tenure as Secretary of State and her strong record on key votes and legislation as a senator in New York as reasons for their endorsement. Clinton was the last candidate in the three-person race for the Democratic nomination
to publicly
evolve.
I want to talk about this. So basically, the news story is that the Human Rights Campaign has endorsed
Hillary Clinton.
Immediately, what came out less than 2 hours ago, was the other Democratic presidential candidate, Bernie Sanders, saying Bernie Sanders is. Bernie Sanders is like one freak out away from
Even
being like
my
a guy
is
yelling.
A homo.
You just don't get on my lawn, Bernie Sanders. You have to get over there.
Okay, your Bernie is a little droopy dog.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Droopy.
Anyway, so Bernie Sanders.
I like the gays even.
Hello there. I'd like to meet the prize.
Yes.
Black Lives Matter. Bernie immediately came out and kind of said, I think it's kind of ludicrous that you're just handing it to Hillary Clinton. Because if you want to look at my record, I voted against DOMA. Hillary Clinton waited until it was more socially acceptable to then change her vote on. So he's not taking away her accomplishments, but he's saying, look at my record going back to the 80s and every realm and sphere of supporting LGBT rights. How is that not really standing? You were the first lady when DOMA was put into place and he voted against it. And like they said, Hillary Clinton was the last one to publicly kind of change her stance.
Yeah, he's been way ahead of the curve. Yeah. Hillary's done a lot actually to support gay rights, but it's been in the past 10 years, whereas Bernie's got like 20 to 30 years of, all right, the homos are fine. Let him be gay.
Who cares? And without being, this is going to be that fine line that we dance of talking about what's relevant, but not making this a political show. Because one, I don't think it doesn't have inherent entertainment value. And two, I don't feel the need for everyone to just justify their own opinions while we isolate people that have different opinions. I think
just reference ISIS?
How dare you?
You said ISIS late. I heard it.
How dare you?
What did I say?
I'm just kidding. You took me very seriously for a second there.
I was like, I don't like to joke around with ISIS. I don't like to tweet them. I don't like to mention them. I don't tag them. I don't hashtag them in the podcast of the show.
I don't recommend ever hashtagging or tweeting at ISIS.
One of our shows, I did hashtag ISIS, and I got like 30 extra votes, but then...
If there's a group you don't want to bring... your awareness of your existence, too. I'm going to say that's one of them.
Yeah. I agree on that.
But when it comes to politics, is it fair for the Human Rights Campaign to, put their, I don't know their criteria. It's not voted on by, members. It's just kind of, I guess, they look at the overall record.
I think she's popular in our community.
But that's what he's saying. He's saying the overall, if you look at the overall record, he's got the more consistent overall record.
And
the system is rigged. That's what I've been saying since day one. It makes no sense. The financial system is rigged. I don't understand it, and it's just more proof. That's all there is.
Let me ask you a question. Senator Bernie Sanders running for president. How you doing?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very good.
Now I have a question. I read your article. I hope that we see you more before the election.
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
So what I'm reading into this is that when, yes, Hillary Clinton is in favor of things, pro-LGBT rights, etc., you're saying, hey, you were gay before it was popular to be gay, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to make any confirmations of my sexual orientation, but I have no problem with anybody else. I'll just say that. But listen, if you look at the record... My record is consistent all the way back. Hillary, she's only just come up through the past few years. We need to focus on the system.
Yeah, so, Senator Sanders, are you saying that when it comes to LGBT rights, you're totally a hipster? You were into it before it was cool?
You're like a 90s nerd?
Absolutely. I will say that. I was hipster. I liked them before it was the thing to like them, yes.
I read something. I read that there was some... Harvard statistical analysis study that's gone back and has correctly looked at this point in the upcoming presidential election year. They have correctly chosen who the winning president is going to be through their analysis. And right now they're saying with the same analysis they've done for the past 30 or 40 years, they're saying that they believe Bernie Sanders is going to take it. That somehow his numbers are going to...
Did they also predict, though, that Mitt Romney was going to win the last election?
No. What I read said that they've correctly announced every election. So they definitely gave it to Obama. And the 2012 election. So, a lot's going to happen in the next couple of years, and we're going to have to talk about it because it affects us, and everyone has an opinion.
And everyone should care.
And people only like to share their opinions when it's time to vote for something instead of saying educated on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm. Vote or die.
That's how all the Republicans ended up in the House and the Senate the last time. Nobody got out. All
right, we got to do double Dutch bus Lady Barry. Now, okay.
I haven't even thought about this yet.
Well, you've been gone for a few episodes.
And she let go of the bus.
I did like
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Now it's like driving in a car with Lady Barry.
Well, same car.
I'm a big fan of branding, and it was always fun to say now it's time for Today on the Bus with Lady Barry Matthews. But if it doesn't make sense, we could just change it or just say.
What grinds my gears?
I don't know what we could call it. I want to keep the song the same, so it's always going to have like the double Dutch bus acapella, karaoke music.
Maybe it's time for you to pick a new song.
Well, I think it's a nice song, but what could we call it?
As Lady Barry.
It's been
Matthews
a segment for like less than 6 months, dude.
The song has a funk beat to it. We could just say funk with Lady Bear. Lady Berry's funk.
What the funk with Lady Berry Matthews?
I did not bathe today.
All right, well,
I
okay.
knew there was a funk.
I knew it.
I just wanted to be honest.
Let's try, okay, what the funk with Lady Berry Matthews.
Yes, you're welcome.
Oh, I love that.
What the funk?
We can't have a bus horn anymore.
Yes, we can. Yeah. It's funky.
It's funky.
So how you doing?
That's a weird way to start.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. Doing?
What's going on in your life?
Not a whole lot's going on. I'm a little angry about some things. Can I talk about angry things?
I'd love
to. It's an angry episode today.
Such an old men complaining episode of the show.
I am angry about people who complain about people but still hang out with them. Do you have friends like that?
Yes.
It pisses me off so much. And Rob called
Come
me
back,
last
Rob.
Night. He's like, I don't want to go. I hate him.
What?
The whole cancer thing would kept me around. No.
You know what? God's honest truth. I was thinking about shaving my head again at the beginning of January, just to almost kind of be like, hey, you know, remember what you went through. But also because the goodwill from having cancer is starting to dwindle, and I was like, well, maybe if I shave my head and like wax down my eyebrows, people will feel sorry for me and not come for me as much, dude.
Do good things so that you earn more goodwill.
That's what Barney wants you to do.
Just be a good person. Stop rigging everything. Stop trying to play tricks on
me. Stop trying to
just
impose your socialist emotional energies on me,
stop
please.
Stop being a Trump.
So how you doing?
What the funk?
What the funk?
Okay, I really don't like that. I think it sounds really bad to the casual listener. I'm just imagining like the president of the college flipping through and
we're so proud of our Rollins radio shows.
What else has happened?
I always imagine that's gonna like. There's gonna be an alumni meeting where we're getting endorsements, millions of dollars. Like we have a very successful radio station. Turns it on right at the minute
right
we do something stupid and we lose an endowment.
About the masturbatory machine in downtown New York.
It's the booth.
Guy-fi.
Rob.
That's what it's
the booth. Broadway and the booth.
But you know what?
Can we have them as a sponsor?
To be fair on your point, why it does not apply to me. I complain about you all the time, but I do it to your face. It's
yes.
Not like I do it secretly.
Right.
No, I'm talking about those people who are like, oh, this is my best friend when they're around, but when they're not around, all they do is complain about them.
You know, I don't want to step all over your bit, but I have a theory on that. I think it has to
Ow,
do with
stepping on my bit.
My bit.
Ow.
I have a theory that sometimes I think people just maybe don't have enough confidence to approach conflict head on. I approach conflict head on because I want to say, hey, if I do it this way, it can be more efficient and be done with. Instead of talking behind your back, we either establish there is a problem and try to fix it, ignore it, move on, or
let
it be.
In a compliment sandwich format.
In a compliment
HR
right.
style.
Just an
put that on.
I don't know why I just said an orgy of compliment sandwiches. I was gonna say like a buffet of
I'm
compliment sandwiches.
All you could eat.
It's not a big meal, you're alright, so.
So I heard.
Oh.
Shoots though. Okay, go on.
Oh.
You stepped on my bed.
Thanks, Rollins Radio.
Wait, so did this happen with someone in particular?
I'm not going to name names.
Okay, well.
You don't have to name names.
Who do you think you should talk to? Would you talk to the friend that's being talked about? Or would you talk to the person that's complaining and say, hey,
no, but see, I'm
take
not
care
friends
of
with one of the people.
So you're so, obviously taking sides.
Exactly. The thing
so
is,
you're part of the problem.
The person that I know, the person I'm friends with, doesn't like this other person. And I don't want to give too many details because then it'll be obvious who I'm talking about. But the thing is,
I'm not saying names, but it rhymes with Kaya Adonai.
No. It's nobody that runs in your circles. But the thing
Slatana Gemini.
She runs in your circles.
God, don't run.
I mean, well. She
how many drag queens you know
quickly
that run? Now, even the fit drag queens, I guarantee you, don't run.
All right. We'll allow it once.
That's my one
slip.
I'm really glad we allocated time toward What the Funk with Lady Berry Matthews.
You know what? Look, rename my segment and I'll come up with
what would you? What would you like? What do you
just
think?
Call the segment. This is
I
going
turned the music
well
off.
This is going
let's
well.
Let's just call the segment How You Doing.
Well, like what
no,
what would
Andy
you
Williams.
What would you like the segment to be? I just kind of figured that whatever's on your mind, like I'm not trying to give you a directive for it, but mm-hmm. I mean, I want you to have a clear directive because you're the one doing the bit.
Give
like
me
what
next
do you
week. Give me a week and I will come up with a fabulous segment.
Okay, well it doesn't have to. It's just you. It's your time.
I know.
I just don't know what you want to do with it. I'm not trying to, like, that's the,
do we
whole
have to talk about it on the air?
The whole less controlling justice is.
Do we have to talk about it? Can we have a meeting after the show?
Yeah. Okay.
Show notes on the air.
Oh, it wasn't a show note. I just was saying, what do you want? I didn't know what you wanted to do with it.
Lessons in radio with DJ Justice.
Obviously, radio lesson number 593.
Look, I've been working a lot and I'm exhausted.
I know. Well, I'm very glad you came though, and I love having you here. And it's always amazing that you came here and spend the time and the gas money to get here. So I'm always very thankful if
yeah,
I don't say that enough.
Very dedicated.
He was kind, he
yeah, yeah,
dedicated.
Yeah. I didn't win the Powerball Lotto, unfortunately. You may be surprised to know that. I did not win. I did win $22 though. So
how
I am,
much did you spend though?
So I am well on the way to putting my nephews through college and crushing my enemies. So there we go.
How much did you spend on the tickets?
Like 40.
Okay, so we're in the hole. $18.
So you only lost 18.
But you know, get this. You know, John Capo, our super fan friend of the show.
Yeah.
He was all excited after last week's show, and we talked about what our dreams and hopes and how, you know, I went into detail on how I would crush my enemies if I won the lotto.
Uh-huh.
You know. Mm-hmm. What, you don't have a plan for like good and bad?
I don't really have a crush the enemies plan. I guess I should, but I didn't put one in place.
Well, John won $400 playing the Powerball Lotto.
So you could maybe crush one enemy with that.
Well, no, my idea, I'll repeat it again because
you
this
crush
is
a bill with that maybe.
My idea is this. You know what? It's important to get over things and not hold grudges. Mm-hmm. So the way that I would do that, if I had won $1.5 billion, I would have gone to my worst enemy and I would have, you know, I would have encouraged everyone around that person, given everyone else a new car and not you, and then with that person. Who, you know, so you can't ignore me. I would write them a check for $1,000. If they want that money, they got to sign it. I got proof that you endorsed the check. And with that check comes a note that says, you mattered so much to me. I would have made sure you were set for life. But now you mean nothing to me. This $1,000 is the only thing you will ever get from me. Ever again.
You're dark.
But then they invest it in some amazing stock and they become even richer than him.
No.
And it completely backfires. You know, the whole thing just blows up in his own face.
I'm mainly they friends with people family. That can't even afford their own car insurance. You think they have stock tips? No.
They all use the general.
The general.
My question is how much of that money would you give to me?
Honestly, God, true. I'd probably find a way to give you like a couple $100,000 bucks.
And Rob
That's
Ward.
It?
I would give
you're
you a couple hundred thousand bucks, too.
You're a billionaire. You can't give me at least like a million?
Look at this. Do you see this? I just said I'd give you a couple hundred thousand dollars, and her immediate complaint is the bitch and want more money.
Ooh.
But you love me, though.
No, but not enough. You could get $500,000.
Okay, that's
funny.
Good.
If you gave me $1,000, I'd do cartwheels in the nude. Let's be honest. I mean,
what do you do for $5, Craig?
Oh, honey, I work at Disney. We're not rolling. So, $1,000.
Isn't he amazing? Lady Bear, I'm going to give Craig your bit.
Uh-oh. Oh, honey.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Queens in the Kingdom.
Step on your
Queens
bit.
In the Kingdom.
That's a book.
Yeah,
oh, is it?
Book.
Isn't it a show at Fringe, too?
No, also. Queens in the Kingdom are two gay men that wrote The Gay Guide to Disney.
I own that book, actually.
And it's yeah,
surprise.
I don't.
Oh, no. Somebody decided 2 years ago they had, like, a collection of, like, maybe 20, like, gay books, but they're all, like, old, like, 1994 like gay books and issues. Right, we talked about that the last 2 weeks too. And they donated them to the station saying, hey, I know you have a gay radio. So someone just donated gay literature to the show and they just gave it
to
me.
A discotheque with other fellas who are also friends of Dorothy.
You know what? I have that on my list, though. We talked a lot about the Hanky Code in the last couple of weeks. I find it incredibly intriguing. I want to find who.
It's kind of fascinating because it's like Grindr Prime.
Right.
Like before it ever existed.
The fact that we've talked about it for the last 3 weeks is amazing. I don't want to go into it now because we're running out of time, but basically, colored hankies would be your system of getting attention and hooking up. Left pocket means you're like top or dominant. Right pocket means your bottom or more submissive, but it ranges the entire color spectrum. So like average stuff, blue, top and bottom. Orange, you like Filipinos. Blue with a white stripe, you're into snorkeling. Coral, you're into feet. Like, but then, yeah.
Wait.
What's snorkeling?
Is snorkeling a sex term?
That's what it said. That's what it said. Snorkeling.
Snorkeling.
I feel like I should Google
it. What I'm getting.
I did that in Aruba.
If everyone listened to past episodes of the show, they'd know we had talked about it.
Wait,
you do a show? What I want to do, though, is I was more interested in who is the premier seller still to this day in 2016 of the colored hankies for the gay hanky code. I want to interview that person, like, hear how business is going, like, how do you promote it more?
It's just every time he sees a Grindr picture, he gets so angry.
Right. And then, Rob, I said I'm going to talk about, once we go off the air, I'm going to talk about the most bat-ass crazy day that I've ever had.
Good time. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, it can't be played. It's not going to be played for several months. It's going to be inserted as like a special podcast once I know people are like out of the listening area.
Well, I'm going to give you a quick compliment.
Sure.
Because I posted a thing the other day on Facebook, and you put just a jerkiest little comment.
I talked about it last week.
3 seconds. I talked about. So proud of you.
There's no one here to. Last week.
I remember you talked about it.
The first thing I said was, I saw it, but I was like, I'm so proud of him. No, I didn't even get to tell him.
Here's the truth. I saw. We're talking about David Bowie passing away, and you put up a post.
Oh no, not that. It was a different one. The Pepe show coming up.
Oh, that one too.
But you posted one of your comments where I was like, ah, Justice, why can't you be a nice human being? And as I went to go tell you that you were being a not nice human being, a comment was deleted.
But you know what you're I because I knew you would. Once you see it, I'm kind of content. I don't have to leave it there.
He's just preying on that 3 second window that like everybody gets to see it and sees what he commented.
I was very proud that you censored yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm very proud of myself too. Celebrity Big Brother is on right now. If anyone has a link to that, hook me up. I love watching it. And
did you see the thing when David Bowie passed?
I did. I talked about that. Like his... Rob, it's a great show. You should tune in sometime.
I don't know. When is the show on? Is it on the radio? I don't even own one of those.
Yeah. Okay, so as our outro music is starting to play, the third thing I learned this week is going to be an uncensored podcast that will appear at some indefinite time in the future. As I talk about my worst day ever, and I'm just going to...
Worst day ever? Worse than cancer?
Wow.
I was a little bit more annoyed.
Second to worst day.
I was a little bit more annoyed on this day than... No, cancer was like an ongoing thing. It wasn't like one day in particular that kind of like...
What about the day you found out?
Yeah, I was gonna,
that can't have been a happy day in life.
He's like, I've gotten stuff before.
There's finding out you got cancer, and then there's having to deal with a crazy twink. Oh,
both pretty annoying.
And that's how we're going to end the show. Thank you very much. That's it for today's special edition of Atler Orlando, Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, I wish you enough. Going around the circle. Craig, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, sweetie pie. Love it every time.
I want to have you come often, okay? I want you to hear.
On the double, every day.
All right, Rob, what do you have going on this week?
February 5th will be Truth or Dare with Pepe.
I can't wait to see that.
If you want to do some fun, come check it out.
It's going to be a good time. We're trying to, you know when a Pepe Truth or Dare show is coming? Because Rob starts hitting up all those ones. Hey, you know any like hot, sexy single guys that want to be in my game show?
Basically, because I'm like, I've gone through all of mine. I can't use it.
Well, you got to stop sleeping with your contestants after you have them be Pepe.
Contestants.
You
often.
Do.
.. Often.
Oh, Eric, what do you have going on this week, man?
Working at Johnny Rockets. Come visit me, get some burgers and shakes. Yay.
Very nice. Good job. Lady Barry Matthews.
Hey.
How you doing?
On the 31st, I'm performing at Revere. The 1st, I'm performing at Parliament. And the 8th is my first stand-up show.
Oh, the one that got rescheduled that I missed that you yelled at me for?
Yeah, the one that
you missed. I got yelled at for not coming to an event that got canceled.
Hold on, but he didn't know it was canceled because he didn't show up.
Until next time, I wish you enough. Follow us on Twitter at Gay Radio Show. Oh, yeah, he can get it.
Yeah, it's okay.
He got a thick plate, and I'm hungry. I'm Justice, and I love you.
Thick plates for everybody.
Thick plates? Is that a disease?
What?
And he has a really big dick. I'm talking like...
We're still on the air.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Out Loud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
Fabulous.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez. It's a talking entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's fucking great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour.
Why? Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
cannot.
It's such a good idea.
No. No, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
why?
You're passionate about it. You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
it's all food. Out Loud Orlando ruining lives all across America
on a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
out. Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.